Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We should have Justin Tuck joining us. We'll get more into the Giants and their big game Sunday night and go around the league in a little bit, trying to set up the Zoom situation here. Just let me know when he's there. But obviously, BT, a big, big weekend for both these teams here. I don't know how much longer we'd take. We heard jokingly before, maybe not jokingly, but the fan calling us, Jets fan calling us, saying he's tapping out after 20 years. We need some wins from both of these teams. All right, right now we've got Justin Tuck hanging out with us, who he is in New Jersey at Union City High School hanging out with Old Spice, who's doing a great thing for these students here. Justin, thank you for joining us, BT and Sal on the Fan. Why don't you explain what's going on there with Old Spice?
Yeah, man, I'm just getting an opportunity to partner with Old Spice and the NFL around the greatest smell in football and coming in and just talking to kids about routine and their confidence level. Obviously, pairing it with, you know, some of the routines that I've had both on the field and off. So, yeah, it's been good to be, you know, in partnership with Old Spice. They're obviously doing a lot of great things. We're donating some packages to the kids. You know, these young football players, they forget when they come off the football field, they smell like crap. So we just want them to smell good when they go back to school.
I was going to say, it actually smells like a locker in here today, BT. Maybe we get some of that Old Spice over here at the WFAN studios.
I've seen you some, guys. I promise.
There we go. Look at that.
I got a package coming our way.
We appreciate that, Justin. All right, let's get into the Giants Sunday night. Huge game here. You know, coming off of the week two performance, which is encouraging, at least offensively, it seems like a lot of people are picking the Giants to have a chance to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Where are you at evaluating this game Sunday night?
I mean, listen, in order for us to do so, it always starts, you know, y'all know how I am. It always starts with, you know, making sure we handle the things that we can handle. I think I would like to see our D-line dominate a game. I think we can, and we're going to have to with a guy like Patrick Mahomes back there. But we got to get ourselves in better situations, whether that be seconds and long, third and longs, where we can dial up our pass rush and get guys like Thibodeau and Brian Burns and Carter and Sexy Dexy to pin their ears back. That's where I think we will have success on defense. And then offense, we just got to continue to build. I was very encouraged with what I saw from Russ and Neighbors, and they're going to continue to get better. You know, obviously New York is a very impatient town. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, coming in on having a game on Sunday night against that quality of team, that team, the Giants should be up for it. And I'm going to be there, and I'm hoping we can pull out a win. It's going to be tough because, that, you know, obviously Kansas City is a championship team, and they've not had the start to the season that they wanted as well. And they're going to be looking to get the right to ship as well. So I think it's going to be a really good game.
And we hope so. And they look very different. The way they play so far is not the way they played for years. I mean, you got Mahomes running, not throwing as much here. And how much of that, Justin, is because they just vertically don't have a lot of weapons down the field, or defense has taken it away? Like, has the Chiefs' style changed because the Chiefs wanted to, or because they just don't have the horses they once did?
Well, I'm not going to say that they don't have the horses. What I will say is, you know, I had the opportunity, but I also had the displeasure of playing against Andy Reid for 11 years. And the mind that he has around, you know, especially offensive football, you just know that they're going to figure it out at some point, regardless if he has the horses or not. He's made a career of taking the talent that he has on a football team and what I would call midstream adjusting. And you just hope for a New York Giant, I hope that they're still struggling with finding their identity. Typically, the identity has been, in a lot of ways, you know, regardless of what happens on the play call, you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes that can either, you know, be part of course, or when things break down, be the superstar player that he is. That hasn't taken as much of a effect yet this year, but you just believe that they're going to figure out at some point. So I just hope that our defense and our offense is up for jumping on them early and taking advantage for a team that's been considered one of the best dynasties in recent history. That they're not clicking right now, but I do believe eventually they will start to click again and get back a little bit back towards the Kansas City Chiefs teams that we've seen for, you know, the past recent years.
You know, Justin, there's nobody to talk Giants defense better than you. Two-time Super Bowl champ, defense leading the way. Defense on paper this year was supposed to be great, lights out. We have not seen that through the first 2 weeks of the season. Why do you think that that's the case?
You know, I don't know. I get asked that question a lot, and again, I don't break down film and watch film like I used to on, you know, what could be going wrong. I don't know if it's a scheme thing. I don't know if it's they're trying to integrate Carter into situations that could be throwing him off. Obviously, you had a key injury in McFadden that could throw off a lot of things that we want to do on that side of the ball. Excuse me, guys. I mean, I am in a high school, and I think they're changing classes now. But you're right, right? Coming into this year, I would have said, you know, from top to bottom, if you looked at our defense, we were going to be extremely better than what we were last year. And I would even say the top five defense with the likes of Sexy Dixie and what Brian Burns and the rest of the crew can do off the edge. If we got, in situations where our offense scored points and they had opportunities to really get after the passer, you would see them really dominate games. That hasn't happened yet. 2 weeks in, and again, sometimes it takes a little bit longer to start to click. But I think the talent level on this defense definitely bows the question of why haven't we had the success that everyone thought that we would have coming in? But again, you got to look at the positive. The positive is, you know, we got an opportunity on Sunday to really, really make a lot of noise, and the whole world is going to be watching you. So if I'm that defensive coordinator, I'm definitely telling my team that you can stop a lot of the noise with coming out and having a great successful game against one of the best, you know, offenses in on Sunday Night Football.
Justin, we're at a very interesting point already with the Giants here, because the decision to bring back Dable was obviously made, and Jackson Dart was drafted, and we know Dable's offensive background, so you would like to see eventually him get a chance to coach somebody that he liked in the draft and see what he could do. But he's been here for a while, and the first year was good, and Giant fans loved it. It's also proven to be the outlier. At what point does whatever message he's espousing, whatever he's doing, does that lose some bite if there aren't any wins?
Yeah. I mean, you're right. It's tough, right? Because, like you said, he got off to such a great start in his tenure at the Giants, going and winning a playoff game, and et cetera, et cetera. And the last couple of years have been, you know, I would use the word terrible. They have not been good. But that being said, I am a guy who benefited from the Giants allowing a coach to stay a little bit longer and right the ship. Obviously, it seemed like every 2 years somebody was calling for Coach Coughlin to be fired, right? So, like, I'm not trying to say that those times are these times. But what I am trying to say is if we can allow Dabo to continue to right the ship, at least to the end of the year, right? I mean, again, Coach – Mr. Mayor and the Tisch family, they will make the right decision for this team. But I never have liked firing a coach mid-year. I never have liked that. And I'm not saying we're going to get to that point, but I know a lot of people are calling for that, and we started the season 0-2. And to be honest with you, we got a phenomenally tough schedule, right? So, you know, let's say we go 0-4. We go 0-5. Could you see that happening? Yes. Yeah. I mean, it just could. But, like, I would like to see Dable have a chance to truly write – you know, try to right the ship this season and then make a decision in the offseason. That's my humble opinion, but I don't sign any checks at the Giants, so, take it for what it's worth.
Mentors play a vital role in every journey, and Old Spice is creating opportunities to give young people the support and resources they need. Not everyone gets to play in the NFL, but with the new Old Spice NFL collection, you can still smell like you do. Justin, you did play in the NFL at the highest of levels. We mentioned it, winning 2 Super Bowls. Like, you were here in New York when the Giants were the best team in town, winning multiple Super Bowls. How much does it hurt you to see what's gone on basically since with this once proud, great franchise?
I'll be honest with you, right? Me being retired and staying in New York and raising my family in this area, now being a fan like everyone else, I have so much more respect for our fans because I've been in that situation where I want to break a TV watching my Giants play. I am now dealing with the highs and lows of being a fan. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We'll come to that in a second.
Yeah, no, you're all right.
This is authentic, guys. We're in
the schoolhouse here. Help the kids. It's all for the kids.
But to ask your question, right, it's tough. It's tough being a Giant fan right now because you obviously want them to succeed. Me being a former player, I know how tough it is to win in this league. Even when you have the talent, even when you're playing good, even when you're preparing the right way, it's still very tough to win in this league. So to answer your question, it's tough for me to be in this situation, being a Giant fan, watching my team struggle right now. But I'm never going to be this guy that falters on it, regardless if they're winning Super Bowls or they're struggling like they are now. I'm going to be the guy that's always trying to be saying an encouraging word to that locker room because I know how easily and how quickly it can switch, right? I'm hoping that they catch a glimpse of that on Sunday and start to really, really, switch it on. Because again, I think they're playing right now not to lose games instead of going out and trying to win them. Right.
Yeah.
I just remember when we were playing, we would tell our defense and our offense, if we get the game into the fourth quarter with one score, there was no doubt in our mind that we weren't going to figure out how to win those games. Right. I think this team right now just needs to get something from a confidence perspective of them being in that situation and it working out in their favor. Right. And obviously, Dallas was a great opportunity for that. It didn't happen. But I think you're starting to see them play a little better, build up their confidence. And I'm hoping that continues because eventually it's going to switch on where they know how to win those games late in the fourth quarter. And I mean, that comes with just being there enough and figuring it out. You asked Eli that question. We felt so confident being down 3 or 7 in the fourth quarter. We just knew we were going to find a way to win those games. So that's my hope for this team.
We miss those days. We miss those days when the Giants were the Giants, man. It seems like a million years ago. Final thing for me, Justin Tuck, of course, BT and Sound on the Fan. So we touched on the big picture here with the head coach. How curious and how soon do you want to see Jackson Dart play yourself?
I don't want to see him play at all this year.
What?
Yeah, I like it. There you go.
No.
Go ahead.
Listen, again, that's coming from, I don't think we're set up. My biggest fear is you have this talented quarterback, and I know that everyone's calling for him, but like, what's hurting him from sitting down? And I love how Russ and Jameis Winston approach their roles with the team. Obviously, Russ is the starter. I love what this presents for Jackson Dart to be able to learn, right? This team most likely will not be a playoff team this year, right? I don't want us to throw a talented quarterback in there, or, you know, the quarterback of the future in there, and he gets shell-shocked. The game moves so fast. Like, let's give him some more opportunity for the game to slow down, right, and be able to come when he's ready to come. Now, if you told me, hey, Jackson Dart is, you know, the best option, but I wouldn't just put him out there just because we draft him and everyone is calling for him, right? I would put him out there. I think they're going to start, as you saw against Dallas, start to integrate him on some plays here and there, some things where he can start to get his feet wet, maybe some, you know, little slant passes, screen pass, whatever it may be. But I think Daboll is handling this the right way, and I hope he doesn't succumb to the noise of throwing this kid out there right now, because I think, you know, from the little bit of time I've had with Jackson, his confidence level is so high. You want that to stay that way because he obviously has the talent. So I'm not in any rush at this point. Hopefully we can get into some games. We're up 3 scores in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And you throw him in there and he starts to get that rhythm and starts to get that exposure. That's the kind of way that I would like to see him go. And then, you know, hopefully next year he's off to the races.
You going to the game Sunday night, Justin?
I will be there.
Look at you, man. Oh, man. Look at you. And by the way, Rangers season is getting close here. New Jersey's unveiled for the 100th season of the Rangers. JT Miller, the captain. You excited about your Rangers? Yeah, I see you out there at the Garden all the time.
Listen, y'all know me, man. The only reason why I didn't play hockey is because Alabama has no ice. I was with Messier the other night, and I told him, like, man, I wish I could just play hockey without a stick. I would have been that guy that's just out there, like, middle linebacker seeking the Sidney Crosbys of the world.
I'll create a new position for you.
Yeah. Let me go out and fight people. I don't need no puck time, none of that. Just let me. If I could skate, I would be trying to audition for the Rangers right now. But hey, go Rangers! And I love the Centennial jerseys. I don't care how many colors they make. I'm gonna have that jersey in every color they make, with probably 4 or 5 different teams. They better have Lundqvist, because that's my favorite. That's my favorite guy. So I'm definitely going to have a Lundqvist. And I'll probably get the captain, JT Miller's jersey as well.
There you nice. Go. Love it, Justin. Looking forward to seeing you out there at the Garden. And obviously Sunday night, Giants hosting the Chiefs. Confidence is about showing up as your best self on the field, in the classroom, and every day. The new Old Spice NFL collection helps you smell fresh and feel ready to win. Justin Tuck, 2-time Super Bowl champion. Thank you very much. Hope you bring your gin some luck in the building Sunday night.
Pleasure. And I appreciate you guys doing the spot for me, man. I didn't have to read those by stuff. Y'all got so much better and more delicate standard than I am anyway. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Justin.
All right, Justin. Awesome, we'll see man. You soon. No problem. Justin Tuck, he's the man.
Miss those days, man. And we miss those days, yeah, dude. He is.
Legend. New York sports legend. 2-time Super Bowl champ. Wreaking havoc. That's the defense that we want to see. Something like that. Get to the quarterback. Get in somebody's ass. Justin Tuck used to do that. We missed those days. I love the fact that he's still New York guy.
Oh, he's all in. Big Nick guy, too. Watch the Knicks, too.
Right,
I love
still watching the games, yeah. Going to the Garden as well. Love that about Justin Tuck. Got to get him in studio next time, Hoff. Come on, what are you doing? All right, BT and Sal, the fan. We'll reset down with the King Tommy. You know, great to have Justin Tuck on. Thank you, Hoff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.